guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is a brand new week that the Lord has blessed us with, and we need to have a brand new reason to come to Him. We need to have a brand new desire to come to Him. We need to have a brand new love for the Lord. Something that the Lord points out to the church in Ephesus, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, is that you have fallen from your first love. Let me ask you this question, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, my dear church, my dear friend, wherever you're listening from. Do you have a passionate and a deep and the first sight kind of a love, love at first sight kind of a love every time you close your eyes or every time you bow your knees and every time you just sit in His presence? Or is it just a religion for you now? If it is just a religion, my prayer is that God will send a revival in your land. God will send a revival in your church. God will send a revival in your home. God will send a revival in every area of your life so that the love for Him will be stroked back to life. The love for Him will be revived, will be brought, will be raised back to life. You know, we've been studying from the book of Isaiah, like you already know. I am going to read a verse from chapter 11 and verse 4. We finished on Friday talking about revival, and we're going to continue to talk about revival this morning, because if you read through the book of Isaiah, it's about a nation that is broken, a nation that is enslaved, a nation that is addicted, a nation that is, worshiping idols, and the Lord is promising to send Jesus. And at the coming of Jesus, how the tables are going to shift, how the tables are going to move, and Israel's enemies are going to be under their feet and not over their head anymore. And that's what the whole of the book of Isaiah is also about. Let me read a verse, Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 4. It says, God, you know, Jesus, or, you know, when the King comes, when the Messiah comes, this is what it says He will do. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of His word, and one breath from His mouth will destroy the wicked. Now, we all know what this verse is referring to. It is definitely referring to that time in the future when Jesus is going to come back, and He's literally going to physically going to rule with us on this planet. You know, it's fulfillment in the distant future, and yet He taught us to pray this prayer: let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Which means we do not have to wait till the 1,000 years of the kingdom rule for this verse to come to pass. We can see it come to pass in our generation right now. It is our prayers, it is our lifestyle, it is the way we love God, it is the way we desire for His presence now that will release the revival move of God in our generation. If you didn't get what I'm trying to say, let me explain it properly for you. See, it is God has always been wanting to move in this world. God has always been wanting to release His justice and His grace and His love and His freedom upon the people of this world. That is why Jesus came and died on the cross. But He will still not be able to do anything till God's people begin to pray, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when we do pray, and when we do invite His presence, and we do invite His power, the Bible says He will break through and He will break forth and He will come through. And when He does come, He will release this great and mighty justice, and He will release this freedom, and He will release, the verse goes on to say how the entire earth will shake at the force of His word. Can you imagine a time when the entire nation of or your entire church will begin to respond to the voice of God, that the voice of God will not be just a personal revelation to you, but it'll be a revelation for your entire church. It'll be a revelation for your entire nation. Can you imagine the Lord taking us into that place? That is what will happen when the Lord takes over. And that can happen in our time, in our generation, as much as it will happen in its complete nature, in its completeness in the future. It can even happen today if we are willing to let the Holy Spirit, if we are willing to let Jesus just invade our land, invade our lives, invade our homes, and invade our countries today, right now, in this season. Can you just pray this prayer this morning? Just ask the Lord, Lord, I want to see justice done in my country. You know, something that India, if you've been reading the newspapers in India, something that we've been reading continually is the rape of young girls, young children. 1-year-old girl, you know, 6-year-old girl, 8-year-old, 12-year-old, 13, 14, 16, and women being raped, and the you know, statistics are like too cruel for me to even share here on the podcast. You know, it breaks my heart, and we may ask, we may put posts and tweets about, hey, we need justice for Asifa and we need justice for so and so, but how often do you really take it to the Lord of Justice? How often do you take it to the real King? You know, Narendra Modi is not the ultimate Prime Minister. He's limited, but there is somebody who rules over the kings of the earth, and that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if we would invite him to rule over our nation, what do you think will be the result? If we invite him to rule over our church, instead of constantly cribbing about everything that is going wrong in your church, can you just invite Jesus to just rule over your church? Let me tell you what the result is going to be. He will give justice to the poor and make their and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth, the church, the country, the city, the family that you represent, it'll shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked, will destroy the wickedness, will destroy the sinfulness, will destroy every addictions, will destroy every powers of darkness. One breath from his mouth is enough to do that. Believe and wait and pray and accept and receive that over your life right now. As you receive it in your life, it is going to overflow into your church, into your city, and into your nation. God bless you for listening this morning. Don't lose hope. No matter where you are, don't lose hope, because God is coming to send a revival move over your land this season. Have a great day ahead.
We hope you were blessed by the word this morning. If you have a prayer request or need counsel, please contact us at pastorpriji.com.